8:39. Gonna make Ben come in here.
Are you?
Yeah, put on his headphones and.
Yeah.
I've said this many times before. I don't know that I've said it on the radio necessarily. Certainly, whenever we go out and do speaking engagements, one of the things I say is, I'm really glad that we have a general manager who's kind of a techno geek.
Mm-hmm. And what a very thoughtful way to put that.
Yeah,
it is a term of endearment.
It is.
Yeah. It is.
But in that, he is willing to be on the cutting edge of some things because, you know, this is not a large radio station, and we are broadcasting in high definition. And there aren't a whole lot of stations and markets this size that do that. And obviously all the presence that we have on the Internet, it wouldn't happen if you had a general manager who sat around with his arms crossed going, I ain't doing that. That be told.
How much did we make last week?
Ben has a new toy.
Well, I have Siri.
Yeah. Okay, so go ahead.
That's right, because your iPhone came in last week.
Can we redo what you just did?
Well, let's see. Let's talk to Siri.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I have that problem with women all the time.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Siri.
Your satisfaction is all the thanks I need.
I mean...
No, really. Thank you.
Why? Thanks.
Scott says, thank you. Also...
Sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah,
yes.
Neither
because
do we.
Thank you also.
Yeah. Stay on their mirror.
It's because
mirror
no one's ever heard Scott say thank you.
Yeah. Say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest face of all?
What's the capital of Oregon?
Checking my sources.
Okay.
Oh, try Eugene. Eugene.
Okay, here you go.
Okay.
Oh, it gave me, let's see, it says
it tells you, right?
Salem.
It's Salem?
That's correct.
Salem,
that's right.
Okay, one last one. What's the temperature in Colorado Springs, Colorado?
Checking her sources.
Mm. It's 32 degrees right now in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Golly.
See, it's going to get to the point where you won't have to interact with people at all.
Yeah, or know anything.
And why would you want to?
Yeah. Really?
Where is Jimmy Hoffa buried?
Oh, yeah, good. Here we go. Where is Jimmy Hoffa buried?
In the ground.
Sorry, I couldn't find any places matching Jimmy Hoffa buried.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
all right.
Thank you.
Check Giants Stadium.
Which Phil? Phil Shackelford.
Okay.
Oh. Field. No, that wasn't Phil.
Phil Shackelford's like, huh?
It's very clever about digging into my contacts list here. But it was great to be able to send a specialized email to you just
then. As I was sitting in here, he sent an email to me using, what's her name?
Siri. But see,
isn't that Tom Cruise's kid's name?
Yeah, probably.
Siri.
Oh, okay.
Siri.
Siri. The thing is that even with an unusual name like Siri, you can't start your sentence with that because she thinks that that's part of the question. I would have made it so that you could invoke the program by using the name.
So
like they do on Star Trek, which is what I'm still hoping for. I want this thing Velcroed to my lapel so that I could tap this cotton-picking little button here, and it goes beep, beep, and I can talk to it. So how's it going today, Siri?
Sorry, I don't know where that is.
Yeah. See, it just doesn't.
She needs more personality.
But she knows all this.
You have to shave your head and speak with a British accent for that to work. Well, that's amazing. So I'm sure. Now, when did you get this actually activated and working?
Why does that matter?
Ask Siri that.
You know who knows when he got it activated and working is his wife. Uh-huh. I guarantee you, Lily said, I know exactly when.
What
it happened.
What time is it, Siri? At least you won't know this.
The time is 8:43 a.m.
Oh,
there you go. Okay.
Siri, why do fools fall in love?
Why do fools fall in love?
I found this for you.
Oh, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers.
Oh, God.
January 1956.
Of course. We should have known that.
Pretty,
okay.
Pretty clever.
All right. Well, that's
thing.
A fine little gadget there. All
anyway,
right,
I got it before I went out of town.
Yeah.
And as you know, one does not start anything with one's smartphone if you're, like, on a schedule.
Sure.
It needs to be an open-ended thing.
Yeah.
But it worked. I plugged it in, got it all. The pictures are all scattered. I can't find my grandbaby pictures anymore. But I will stumble into them.
It's going to become a crotchety old man soon. Hello.
Well, yeah.
Can you ask it how to destroy itself?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mm. Cruel listeners.
Just breaks.
Bah humbug. Brake squeak.
During the holidays, Just Brakes will install new front and rear pads, machine rotors, and perform a brake safety and car maintenance check for $99.88.
Just $99.88? Do you gift wrap?
With our lifetime parts and labor warranty.
Front and rear pads gift wrapped in a lifetime warranty for $99.88? That's a holiday treat. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Most vehicles. Offer ends December 31st. Additional repairs at additional cost are required or suggested on most cars. See store for guarantee terms.
It's official. Bob Yancey's support for lower taxes, ending wasteful spending, and supporting free markets earns the backing of Texans for fiscal responsibility. The group says Bob Yancey will put innovative free market principles to work in Austin, cutting costs and making government more efficient. The Texas Alliance for Life PAC endorses Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey is backed by the Brazos County Farm Bureau and Bryan College Station Realtors. A constitutional conservative, Bob Yancey earned A ratings from the National Rifle Association of America Political Victory Fund and the Texas State Rifle Association PAC. Former Republican Chairman Roger Lewis and David Kent, former GOP County Judges Al Jones and Randy Sims, and former Bryan Mayor Marvin Tate and College Station Mayor Ron Sylvia all endorse Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey will defend the rights of Texans by standing up to Obama. Bob Yancey, conservative for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
847, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay, I'm going to try it. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's going to work, but activate self-destruct mode.
Sorry, I don't understand. Activate self-destruct mode.
See, it's actually an intelligent being. It refuses to destroy itself.
Yeah.
So our caller is just has misplaced anger issues.
Is Siri self-aware?
How would I know? Siri, let's run the Turing test. What am I supposed to do here? What?
I'm just asking you.
Okay, did you ask her how she's feeling?
Okay, this is going to be embarrassing. The people at Apple are going to say, oh, great, another 12-year-old bought our phone. Okay, here we go. How are you feeling today?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
There you are.
Say howdy. Just howdy.
Howdy.
Hi.
Oh, my God!
Yeah!
I'm getting a little frightened here.
Oh, my!
It would be perfect. It would be perfect if it did a Royce Hickman. Howdy! Right back at you. Okay.
Oh, boy.
There you are. I got it. Okay,
wow.
Boys, in the anachronism department, today is Magazine Day. Remember magazines?
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah.
Remember what magazines used to be?
Yeah, I used to take a lot of them.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You know, and Ben said, I saw one on the airplane the other day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's Magazine Day.
Now you get magazines in the mail whether you take them or not.
Yeah. National Young Readers Week. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Oh, so I downloaded a book.
You did?
I did.
On what? I mean, just...
On electronic device, you know, little...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hello?
Hello. Ask Siri where to find drugs.
Okay.
Ooh,
all right.
Huh. Yeah, Ben has left the room.
Yeah, Siri might know.
We'll do that,
yeah.
Do that a little bit later.
So anyway, you downloaded a book?
Yeah, I downloaded a book, and I'm, started reading it yesterday. So
what, on Jackie's iPad, or
mm-hmm.
what?
Yeah.
Okay. I see.
And
how's that working out for you?
Well, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine, you know, and I'll sit down and read. I mean, just... Trying to lay off the TV a little bit. Just, you know, back off. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So,
I started the last available season of Mad Men. I'm not sure what I'm going to do once I finish it.
See, and actually what happened was I tried to get Chip to get me the book for nothing.
Yeah.
And he couldn't, so
mm-hmm.
I decided, what the heck, I'll pay $13 and get it. So.
Can we know the name of the book? Or is that?
It's called West by West. It's the Jerry West book.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
A sports book.
Well, it's kind of it's interesting.
Yeah,
I'd read a little snippet of it. I went, I think I want to read that. So, yeah. Congratulations to Miss Venezuela.
Oh, she's Miss World.
Ivian Sarkos, 21 years old, picked up the old Miss World crown yesterday in London. Hobbies include, Tom, do you know those?
No.
No, volleyball, mountaineering, and trekking.
Trekking? Call Ben back in there.
Yeah, really. 122 contestants at the pageant. Miss USA, can you name her? Can you even name Miss USA? See how horrible that is?
Her middle name is Sue, right?
Erin Cummins. Hmm. Now, what's Erin doing today? See, she's flying back, probably tourist.
Yeah, she didn't put on her makeup.
Didn't get
her hair pulled back in a ponytail, sunglasses on.
Didn't cover up
chewing. She's chewing gum for the first time in a year.
Didn't cover up that zit.
Did not place in the top 20.
Oh, and she's mad, too.
U.S. Americans are feeling very badly about themselves
right now.
She's
got sponsors to answer to when she gets home.
Yes, she
does. Right, yeah.
Now she's going to have to go on back and go to Montana Technical School, finish up that degree in homemaking.
That's right.
Yeah. So we'll see. 19, yeah.
Yeah.
First runner up was Miss Phillip.
Be a hostess for the recruits this Saturday. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First runner up was Miss Philippines. Second runner up was Miss Puerto Rico. So there you go. That's the Miss World Cup. I wonder who the host was for that. Yeah, doesn't matter. Hmm. All right, let me see.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, one more angle on this whole Kardashian thing. Because, you know, we are all things Kardashian.
Mm hmm.
Kris Jenner apparently suffering the bows and arrows of the Native American population after being on Good Morning America talking about her Indian giver remark last week when Kris asked if Kim would be giving her engagement ring back. Kris replied, "Well, I hate an Indian giver, don't you?" Well, obviously, the National Congress of American Indians were not happy, not happy about this at all. Native American group, the leading executive director. See, his name is Jackie Pata, P-A-T-A. Doesn't it need to be like Silver Bear or something? I mean, doesn't it need to be like an Indian name? Anyway.
Oh, that's not racist at all, is it?
I'm just saying. Do you remember that quarterback?
Silver Bear? Really?
Do you remember the quarterback named Sonny?
Oh, my God.
What?
Is that insensitive?
Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
You immediately assume that everyone who is Native American has some name like, you know, Stands by the Creek or something like that. That is your immediate assumption. We might as well take it out to everyone who is of any particular race or ethnicity. And do you realize that if you did that, that would get us kicked off the air?
Oh.
I have children to feed, you moron.
Wow. Listen to you.
Standing by the creek.
As an example, based on what he said. He said Silver Bear.
It's not a derogatory term.
It doesn't matter this day and time, does it?
No, it doesn't, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Anyway, Jackie says, in part...
All right, Chase flapping gums.
Where's the help wanted at?
The phrase Indian giver is
real estate.
That'll work well. The phrase Indian giver is wrong and hurtful. The cultural values of Native Americans are based on giving unconditional and empowering those around them instead of the cultural value is forgotten when negative stereotyping of Native people occurs.
So can we not say anything Indianish?
No,
I mean we can't name our sports teams that.
Nope.
I mean, you know.
No, actually,
you can. You can. What my point was that if you had taken that approach and used it to apply to certain minority groups, the hue and cry from that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, we could be in serious trouble.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Instead, it's Randolph Card Counter.
The holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services. It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. While you're there, enjoy brand new signature treats like chocolate chip pie, toffee, and spiked pecans. Pick up a Royalty Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is the perfect gift. Royalty Pecan Farms is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop online at royaltypecans.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620. Whoop. One more.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
855, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hello?
Every white guy from Alabama is called Bubba.
Yeah, there you are. There you are. There's your stereotype right there.
Yeah, that's right.
Got that happening.
That's right. But none of them can fire anyone, you know.
Prince William and his new bride are set to leave their two-bedroom starter home.
Oh, they're moving on up.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Upgrading to a larger apartment, one last occupied by Queen Elizabeth's late sister, Princess Margaret. They'll be doing that by the summer of 2013.
Oh, maybe like room for a nursery. Could there be a bun in the oven?
Well, it's 2013, so we got a little time yet.
Oh, yeah, okay. How long's the British gestational period?
Okay. Well,
I believe they might be getting bubble wrap and crates together.
I didn't say a bun in the microwave.
The larger, grander apartment is actually the size of a small mansion and will be more appropriate for a couple who hope to have children and will need more space.
Small mansion. I live in a small mansion.
That's going to say.
Yeah. Don't we all?
Yeah.
Really, a really very small
under the plans
mansion.
Released by the
a
palace.
A mansionette?
Yes. Prince Harry is also expected to move. He'll take over the small property that William and Kate.
Man, get the hand-me-downs
that's
again.
It, again.
Golly.
Spending his life getting hand-me-downs.
And now he's not in line for the throne.
Yeah.
No.
Now he's getting, hand-me-downs
again. Got the cast-offs going.
That's right.
Man.
Yeah. But he can still chase chicks, you know.
Well, he can't.
Willie can't.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
Or he better not.
Just that whole deal, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because marriage has always kept monarchs from philandering.
Yes. New study has found relationships between men and women are changing radically as high-flying females find it increasingly difficult to marry successful men. Researchers have revealed that women's success in education and the workplace mean that they're having to trade down when it comes to finding a partner.
Yeah, what's the problem, hon? We'll watch some football. Yeah, okay.
Historically, sociologists say women have looked for partners who were richer and better educated than themselves, but as they outperform men in earnings and promotion in the traditional model of the relationship, the men and the women are in fact trading places.
Gosh, I was looking for it. I couldn't even find it. And I found something that's not on YouTube. It's an old Saturday Night Live clip with John Lovitz from about 20 years ago when he talks about how there's increasing numbers of women, decreasing numbers of men. So, ladies, you're going to have to lower your standards.
Well, apparently dead on.
Yeah, prophetic, no less.
Well, what you hate is somebody like John Lovitz telling you you're going to have to lower
your standards. Yeah, well, I think that was a large part of the joke right there.
Oh, man.
Not like George Clooney staring at you.
Right. After his season 3 audition performance in 2004 of Ricky Martin's She Bangs, William Hung became a viral hit, received a cult-like following, which led him to numerous talk show appearances, 3 studio albums, his primetime TV show on Fox. Now it appears he has made a career shift. He's working for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department as a technical crime analyst. He's like a TCA, CSI kind of dude, okay? Meaning he will analyze trends and patterns in crimes.
So, oh, my.
There you go.
We'll see him doing a guest shot on CSI.
Yeah, that'll, as long as he doesn't sing, everything will be fine.
True.
Okay. On this date in history.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, I'll do it slowly. I'll do it slowly.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Franklin Roosevelt won an unprecedented fourth term of office, defeating Thomas Dewey in 1944.
Uh-huh.
1994, the student radio station at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill provided the world's first...
What?
Internet radio broadcast. WXYC in 1994.
Hmm. And who could connect?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you could do why? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's buffering again.
I was going to say that it buffer. Yeah, you got 15 seconds of audio that it buffers. What did I miss? And on this date in 2000, Hillary Rodham Clinton became the first first lady to win public office, defeating Rick Lazio for the U.S. Senate seat in New York. Boy, if she had that to do over again.
Oh, man.
All right, you got a minute.
Puss in Boots, not choking on any fur balls. They're still number one at the box office.
What can be so fascinating about this? They could be number one for 2 weeks in a row.
Brought in another $33 million.
Chase, do you have anybody at your house who wants to see this?
Yes, and we just didn't have the chance to do it. But I think it's a laugh, you know.
And, yeah. And,